Thursday, we saw at some length the discussion in the Gemara and Tosfos and the Magen Avraham about the bounds of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Number one, that it's either one or more than one opinion in Moikaten. That was with the Vilna Gaon and others, Lechem Mishnah, Karban Asanel discussed. How many Amaram hold Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Tosfos had certainly presented as the Machlokes. And within Tosfos, there was some debate about whether or not we pass any Ma'arvin Simcha. Magen Avraham, once you've seen Tosfos, you look at the one-liner in Magen Avraham, realize Magen Avraham is saying we hold like the second day in Tosfos, which means, number one, we do accept the principle of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And on the other hand, we recognize that it has a limitation, namely, depends what sort of simcha. It has to be a significant enough simcha that's being superimposed on Yantif to present a problem. That we understand in light of the previous Tosfos on Chesam Beis that gave the Svara for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha as being a sort of analogous to Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas, which Tosfos explained both as being a question of focus. Mental focus, emotional focus. You have to be libo panoi to a mitzvah, you have to be libo panoi to that particular simcha. So if you know, a bris, a pinyan ben, that's not really going to distract you so much from Simchas Yontif, but a wedding will. We had seen that Rav Ayaleh Pamaranshek Emek Bracha begins to analyze and lumdus the minig of Akafis, and Rav Sternbach in Moedim Azmanim, inspired by the Emek Bracha, decides to think about Akafis some more, and raises in particular this question that being that we paskin the Imam Simcha Zimcha, so Tenach, it doesn't apply to Mila Pinya Ben, and maybe it wouldn't apply to Hakafas the way they were practiced a couple hundred years ago in certain communities, where it was sort of a very sedate, this is literally seven Hakafas around the Bima, but the way we who follow the practice of the Vilna Gaon, Ma'isarat, and the Fazes of Macharkir, Bachalos, and Hakafas, so it's almost wedding-like. And it ought to present a similar problem to chasana in terms of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We said, so how are you going to answer this? So if you're going to tell me that the Simcha of Yontif is entirely klali, that the Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha is Yontif on every single Yontif has the exact same identity, that's different than if you say the Simcha of each Yontif has a specific local element to it. Right? Again, to contextualize that, we point out when you think about the halachas of Yom Tovim, some halachas of Yom Tov are clearly shared equally with no unique identity with every Yom Tov. The Isra Malacha is identical on Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot. So there's a separate lav in the Torah, a separate assay in the Torah, but it doesn't have any unique Pesach dika flavor. There's no unique Shavuos dika flavor to Isra Malacha and Shavuos. It's to say just another iteration, the exact same as Isra of Malacha and Chiyuv Shvisa. On the other hand, so they're clear. Malacha is clearly a din klali, generic. On the other hand, the mitzvahs hayom are clearly a prati. And there's matzah only on Pesach, and there's sukkah lulav only on sukkahs, and so on and so forth. Shtei halachem only on Shavuos. Shofar only on Rosh Hashanah. Inui only on Yom Kippur. Okay. Yom Kippur obviously is different as Malacha as well, but certainly on the other Yom Tovim, Malacha is klali, the mitzvah yom are prati. The question is, how about Simcha? How about Simcha? A vigorous lav chaver last on Thursday, we're giving rayas lakana lakana about Simcha. There certainly is a shared element to the Simcha. Atav v'chartanu is the nusach throughout all the Yom Tovim. Bechiras Yisrael is definitely the theme, the content of Simcha Yantiv Rav Yantiv. But at the same time, one or two rayas machrichos that there is a prati element to the Simcha. That there is something unique. The Simcha of Pesach is about Yitzias Mitzrayim in a way the Simcha of Shavuos is not. And the Simcha of Shavuos is about Matan Torah in a way that the Simcha of Sukkot is not. One raya is that Gemara Mitzachim, of Samachas, the Sugya Machlokas, but Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elezer about how you're Magdir the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav, whether it's Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem, as Rabbi Lezer said, or is it Chetzil Hashem, the Chetzil Lachem, like Yeshua said. You remember in the context, again, that's specific as a mitzvah of Simcha, the Gemara said, yeah, but Shavuos, even Rabbi Lezer, who normally says you could fulfill Simchas HaRegel if you want to with entirely spiritual means, but you could be Kul Hashem, you have that option according to Rabbi Lezer, but Shavuos you don't because Yom Shinit in the Torah. That seems like a pretty strong raya that the Simcha of Shavuos is not just the same Simcha as every single Yantif. It is about Bechiras Yisrael in general, but it's also specifically about Matan Torah, which on Pesach it's not. Which is why on Pesach, Rabbi Lezer would say, go ahead, if you want, you have the option to become Simchas Yantif entirely, Kulo Lashem. But on Shavuos, you cannot be Mekayim Simchas HaRegel entirely with Kulo Lashem, because you see that you see clearly that there is a prati element to Simchas Yantav. So then the question is, what do you do with Eim Arvi Simcha B'Simcha with Hakafas? And we'll get back to the second raya that's the Simcha of Prati in a couple of minutes. But that sets up, if you were to tell me that the Simcha of Yantav is always a Simcha Klal, it's all about Atav V'Chartanu, every single Yantav, Roshani Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, Shmi Atzeret, it's all just Bechiras Yisrael. So good. So Simchas HaTorah is a marvelous way to give expression to Bechiras Yisrael. But if there's something more to it, so then, one second, Simchas Torah may be not a contradiction in the sense that it doesn't logically sit with the Simchas Yantav. Of course it does, but it's a different Simcha. It's a different Simcha. You don't want to distract from the Simcha of the Yantav. Again, Hakafas on Simchas Torah is an ancient minhag, 1,000 years old or so, but it's not a din. That's not part of the halachic definition of the second day of Shmini Atzeres. So that was the question that we were working on. And the answer, we at the very end, sort of just threw out the answer, I want to back up a little bit to appreciate more. The answer may lie in the specific nature of Shmini Atzeres. And to get to that, I want to spend a couple of moments on something you worked on in Seder, we didn't have a chance to talk about in Shia. And that is taking a look at the Parshas HaMusafim. Taking a look at the 28th, 29th Prakim by Midbar, the end of Parshas Pinchas, where the Torah goes through the Karban Tamid, and then the Musaf of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and all the Yom Tov. So you had a chance to look at it then. At least some of you had a chance to begin to look throughout the Psukim and to chart out. And if you try just putting it on paper, you begin to notice a pattern. Anyone notice any patterns in Parshas Pinchas? Categories? Is every day different from every other day? Anyone notice any patterns? Yeah.
Saying the words in the same truck for every holiday, just the number of animals brought and the day on which they are brought changes.
Good. So that one, there definitely are truck similarities. And so some of you have told me the incredible truck similarities, and some there are somewhat. And how about in terms of the numbers? In terms of what carburetors you bring?
It goes up to 1 to 7.
Okay, good. Yeah, what else? Yeah?
I think
there are
two calves.
Two calves. Oh, okay. So there are definitely are, sometimes when you have a 2-1-7. Right. The 2-1-7. Right? Shtei parim, one aisle, and seven kvasim. Right? That's pretty popular. Right? Do you bring that every single day? Every single day, what's a carbon tamen? Two parim, an aisle, and seven kvasim? No. What do you bring every day?
One kev
is in the morning, one kev is in the afternoon, right? For a total of? Two kvasim. Right? No parim, no aisle, and two kvasim. When you bring that, you tell me you bring that every day. When else?
Every day.
And in addition, sometimes the musaf is also just two kvasim. When's that? Shabbos. And then 2-1-7, that's very popular. When do you bring two par, one aisle, seven kvasim? Pesach, Gevalt. Pesach, Shavuos, and even more more common, Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Gevalt. And then Sukkah, how about Sukkah? The missing regular Sukkahs. The Sukkahs, you remember, that is a whole other system. Right? Good. The number of Elim is 2, the number of Prasim is 14, and the number of Parim goes from 13 to 7.
Right?
Varies by the day. Right? The number of Parim varies by the day. Right? And the sum of those numbers from 13 to 7 ends up being 70, as Chazal pointed out, connected to the 70. Good. And then, what else is missing? Rosh Yom Kippur. We bring Rosh Yom Kippur.
One thing.
Instead of 2 par, you get 1 par. 1 par, 1 aisle, 7 cousin. And if you chart it out, that's the way it falls out. So you look at this picture, you say, okay, so I understand. So you have your everyday karbanos, the Talmud, the Shah, and the Musaf of Shabbos, that's your basic 2 cousin. Then you have the sort of the classic Yontif set, which is the 2 parim, 1 aisle, 7 cousin. Then Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, good. And left as a seerah. And then Sukkah sort of is its own. Sukkah, I guess, should have been Yom Tov, but it's its own subcategory, its own world. You do know it's definitely that there are glimmerings of the Yom Tov, maybe. Oh, so this is doubled, okay. But Sukkah is its own separate category. Then you have Rosh Yom Kippur, Yom Aram is instead of 2-1-7, 1-1-7. Give all that. Well, it's the one day that's missing here by Sukkah. Shmi Yatzeres. Where would you expect Shmi Yatzeres to fall? Right? It's meant to be Sukkot, right? Maybe it could have been 6, 2 and 14. So the Gemara says maybe you've come across this Pizar Keshav. Gemara talks about how for 6 dinim, or shetes, which are Pizar Keshav, so Shmi Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo. Shmi Atzeres is sort of inhabits this this borderline existence. It's somewhat, for some respects, it's a hemshech of Sukkot. You can still bring the karbanas, a Jew is ol regal, didn't bring karbanas yet. The karbanas of Aliyah regal, the ol shlamim, if you didn't bring on sukkahs, you can bring on Shmi Atzeres. Shmi Atzeres is to an extent the hemshech of sukkahs, but to an extent, for at least 6 different ways, it's a regal b'fnei atzmo. Okay. So we would have expected maybe to find it in sukkahs. On the other hand, okay, it's not regal b'fnei atzmo, then you expect to find it probably here, right? Rosh Chodesh, if it's not sukkahs, it's a yantif. Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos. Instead, anyone down for the Ellen Lane Maftir on Shmi Atzeres Simchas Torah, or you know your Chumash really well, and this is hard to pull up from memory. Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Yeah. Huh? You landed. And what do you? What do anyone remember? Do you remember Shlush? What do you bring? What the carbon of? It's hard to bring up. Atzeres Tiyalachem. It's hard to remember. I don't remember. It's 1-1-7. There in the psukim. 1-1-7. It's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and that is not something you're going to notice unless you chart everything out. But once you do, it's really bizarre. But I don't know. That's Shmi Atzeres is rubbing shoulders with Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Right? So, Mikra Zomer Dorshin. In fact, Rashi on that pasuk quotes a Gemara in Sukkah about how Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is saying to us, spend one more day. That the essence of Shmi Atzeres is the Ikvu Imi Yom Echad. One more day. After all the fanfare of Sukkot and the 70 Parim, one more day, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, one more day without any mitzvahs masios. Just, it's hard to leave. One more day of just an expression, a day whose essence expresses the undying love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. In other words, not only is the general simcha of all Yavim Tovim b'chiras Yisrael, Pesach b'chiras Yisrael plus Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsa. Shavuos it's b'chiras Yisrael plus Matan Torah. Sukkot it's b'chiras Yisrael plus Manei Derosechem. Shmiat Seres, that's what Shmiat Seres itself is about. It's b'chiras Yisrael plus b'chiras Yisrael. That's the essence of the specific nature of Shmiat Seres also. I would suggest what's going on here is that maybe we should, instead of characterizing this group as Yom Naroim, it's the days of particular kurva between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. These are the days of particularly intense Avos Hashem li'amo. Right? We focused on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as days of Din and of Tshuva and Kapar, which they certainly are. But a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about a comment that the Gemara makes to Rosh Hashanah and Yivamis on one of the most famous psukim in Yishayahu. And so on and so forth. And the time to do tshuva is particularly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most benimtza. You look in different Gemaras and the different Rishonim, whether the focus on it being a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is particularly available for tshuva, particularly available for tefillah. It's a conversation for a different time. Read the Gemaras and Rashis and Rambams carefully. An interesting dynamic going on. But either way, the Pasuk Yishayahu mentions that there's a time in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is particularly findable, particularly available. Dirshu Hashem bihi matza'o, bihyoso karov. The Gemara says, well, when is that? When is Hashem more findable than other times? The Gemara says, Eilu Asar Yamim, Shemim Hashem Yom Kippurim. That's the Seres Metshuvah. Seres Metshuvah is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most available. In other words, often there's a somber overtones because of the sort of business, sort of conversations we need to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's most available. They're often not, on our end, not pleasant conversations. They're about our failings. So Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Aseres Metshuva definitely have somber overtones, but at its heart, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us, it is a days of incredible Ava that we take advantage of that Ava, we leverage that Ava to seek Kapar, to seek to repair our relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's the times of incredible kurva. And so if you look at this fourth category of karbanas as the days of Yimei Ava, so then Shmiat Seres fits right in. And that line in Masechet Sukkah that Rashi is quoting is relevant not just to Shmiat Seres in general, but to the Karban Musaf in particular. And then this now allows us to more fully appreciate why hakafas are a perfect fit for Shmiat Seres. It's not a disparate theme that's going to distract us from the theme of Simchas Shmiat Seres. That is the theme of Simchas Shmiat Seres. Simchas Shmiat Seres is all about Atzev Echartano. That's the entire essence of Shmiat Seres. So the minig of hakafas is a minig that gives expression to the ideas of Shmiat Seres. And then, let's close with the following. If you happen to have your packet, that's the Baldic. If not, take this or look on with your next door neighbor. So this is the Rambam at the end of the very end of Hilchos Ulos. This should continue and wrap up. The Rambam has three halachos here about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. This is the very end of Hilchos Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav. As you can tell from the title, he spends several prakim on the halachos of Shofar, several prakim on the halachos of Sukkah, and he ends with halachos of Lulav. Ends up to halacha, perikhes halacha yidalat, you see at the top, he's still talking about how your kona, your estrog, that's the end of halacha yidalat. And then he's done with lulav, and then he spends three, four halachas on another mitzvah of sukkahs. In addition to sukkah, in addition to arba minim, now he talks about simcha. Afalpi, beginning of halacha yidbeis, perikhes halacha yidbeis, and Rambam Hilchos Lulav. Afalpi shekol amodos mitzvah l'smoch ben, even though there's a mitzvah of simcha in every single yomtiv. And that Rambam discusses in Hilchas Yom Tov. I'll tell you on the side. I have a this copy is from the Frankel Rambam. So of course Vitzunim conveniently tells you where to look in Hilchas Yom Tov for the general din of Simchas Yom Tov. He says, but you should know the Chag HaSukkos HaYisasham V'Mikdash Simcha Yisera. But on Sukkos, in the Beis HaMikdash, the intersection of those two, if you're at the corner of Yom Tov and Beis HaMikdash, then there's a greater degree of Simcha. Shenema Pasuk in Chumash, Osmachtem Lefnei Hashem Lokechem Shiva Yamim. When you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the term Lefnei Hashem is a technical term in Chumash that means in Mikdash, then there's an added degree of Simcha Shivas Yamim, which Chazal darshan to mean that there's a chiyuv of Arba Mina Min HaTorah throughout Chol HaMoed if you're in Beis HaMikdash, and Min HaTorah all throughout the world, just Jisul Kach Mechem Yom HaRishon. Mitzvah of Lulav all throughout the world is only Yom Tov, not Chol HaMoed. Min HaTorah, the Mitzvah of Lulav and Chol HaMoed is only in Beis HaMikdash, Osmach Tov Zeshem Keechem Shivas Yamim. One of Yochem and Zakkai is Takanos, post-Mikdash, is that Jews all over the world should begin to take Lulav and Esrog on Chol HaMoed to remember, to stay in touch with what Mikdash life was like, to make a Zeicha on Mikdash. But that din, that Min HaTorah, we shed Lulav and Esrog throughout Chol HaMoed and Beis HaMikdash, that's a drasha from Osmach Tov Zeishem Lokechem Shivas Yamim. That Simcha also means Lulav and Esrog. The Rambam is saying, but Pshuto Shal Mikra means Simcha. If you're Lufnei Hashem, so then there's an added degree of Simcha on Sukkot over and above what they would be on a different yontif or in a different location. So number one, a few things. Number one, this is a raya. And now this is raya number, I mentioned there's a second raya. This is raya number two, that the Simchas yontif is a din prati. Because you see that he's assuming that the Simcha Sukkot is not the same as Simcha Pesach. It has different rules. Just like the Gemara says, Rebbe Lezer has different rules for Simcha Shavuos, Rambam says we hold different rules for the Simcha of Sukkot. Number one. Number two, once we've touched upon this, I should mention as an aside, a ha'ara that the Brisker Rav makes, it's hard to find it, because it's not in the normal svarim, it's a skinny little sefer, I think it's only printed once as far as I know, but Rav Hashem, the Beis Medrash downstairs, has at least one or two copies, a skinny little sefer of the Chedushim of Brisker Rav, available on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah. It's a very small sefer, most of it are pieces that also appear in the big Chidushe Maram Rizalevi, the Sefer Rama. But there are a few pieces there that were not reprinted. One of them is the very, very last piece in the Sefer where he talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Rambam here goes on to say that, there was this intense Simchas Yantif, the Simcha Yisera of Sukkot in Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he begins to tell you. B'chag HaSukkot in the Beis HaMikdash, they had Erev Yontif, they would get ready, and then they had the whole Simchas Beis HaShoeva here. Which the Brisker Rav points out is fascinating because he does not talk about Nisuch HaMayim here. Nisuch HaMayim appears in the Sefer Avodah, in the halachas of Tmid Musaf. And there he talks about the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, and there the story begins with early morning, going down, leaving the Beis HaMikdash, going down to draw the water, coming back up with the water to pour on the Mizbeach. And Nisach HaYayin is tens to hundreds of times a day, every single day of the year. Nisach HaMayim is once a day for 7 days of the year. The day, 7 days of Sukkot. So here, in Hilchos Lulav, he talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So Brisker Rav points out, we're used to assuming that Simchas Beis HaShoeva was a celebration of the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. That's because that's what the Talmud Bavli says at the beginning of the fifth parak of Sukkah. Shoeva has to do with Ushavta Mayim B'Sasam. And that's what Rashi says explicitly more than once in Mesech HaSukkah. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva is a celebration of Nisuch HaMayim. The Rambam clearly rejects it because for the Rambam, position is king. Well, one of the Rambam's major goals in putting together the Mishnah Torah was to put things into logical order. Gemara is a conversation. So things come up in different places, and different pieces of a topic come up in different places. One of the Rambam's objectives was to put everything where it belongs per topic. So if something appears in two different places, that means it's two different topics. Hayitachin, Nisuch HaMayim, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Apparently, they're not the same thing for the Rambam. As he says here, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a simcha of Nisuch HaMayim. He doesn't really mention Nisuch HaMayim here. It's a remarkable thing. It's the simcha of what? He told us. Simcha Sukkos. It's simcha yantiv. It happens to be, there's a mitzvah, nisach hamayim, in the morning. So you go with simcha until it's time to stop, to do the next mitzvah, which happens to be nisach hamayim, but they're not fundamentally connected. The mitzvah of simchas haregel in Beis HaMikdash, and the largest chunk of time you have is from the Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim, mid-afternoon, late afternoon, all the way until early morning when it's already time to go take care of nisach hamayim, the carbon tabin, and so forth. That's a remarkable thing. I would do the language show Eva, sounds like drawing water. You take a look at the Tosis there, the top of the first Amud Beis and the last paragraph of Masechta Sukkah, he says, well, the Yerushalmi is a different approach. That show Eva is not about drawing water, it's about drawing Ruchnis. Shmisham Shov in Ruach HaKodesh. That's the Simcha of being Lefnei Hashem. That's what the Rambam is talking about. That's the Kirvas Elokim that was particularly powerful then. That's in and of itself remarkable. So number one, we look at the Rambam in Halacha Yudbeis Gimel Yudalad. He gets into the details of what Simchas Beis HaShoeva look like based on what the Tanaim tells in Masechta Sukkah. And again, it's, as I said before, a second makor that the Simcha of each Yantiv is unique and distinct. Number two, once we've seen this, it's worth knowing about that this is the Rambam is expressing here his approach to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. There's more to talk about. Briskrov talks about some more. Emek Bracha has a piece about this as well, about this topic. And then, after he talks about the glorious Simcha, he tells us that the music and the dancing and the juggling and everyone would come. And in Halacha Yud-Gimel, he talks about all the musical instruments and the singing, rokdin, mesapkim, metapchim, mefazazin, mecharkirim. It was intense, over-the-top dancing. Of course, divrei shir v'shvachos. The songs were not random songs. The shir v'shvachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shir v'kodesh. And then he says, Lach Yadalid, mitzvah harbos b'simcha zu. They tried to, simcha yaseira, they tried to push as far as they could. And who was doing all of this singing and dancing, playing musical instruments? This is, of course, Dafka. It was the Gedolei Chacham Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva v'Sanhedrin, Chasidim Zekenim Anshei Maisa. They were the ones who were singing and dancing and playing musical instruments. Everyone else would come in the tens of thousands, perhaps the hundreds of thousands, to watch. This is the mucker. If you ever go to a Rebbe Shachasana, and you see a lot of, by a certain Chassidus in particular, a lot of what goes on is everyone's watching the Rebbe dance. Or you go to, by a certain Chassidus in Simchas Torah, you go, you watch the Rebbe dance. So the mucker for that idea, the concept certainly, is here. Why? They're the ones who are the most, if you understand as the Rambam did, if you understand like Rashi, Rashi has a different approach, if you understand like Rambam did, so then they're the one, this is Simcha L'Fnei Hashem, they're the ones who are most, or experiencing that most intensively. So, we're going to watch their expression of Simcha. And we'll plug into it through that. After all of that, I want to close the sugya with the last Rambam. Because the last Rambam takes it from there to here, and from then to now. It would be worth committing the opening line of the last halakha of the book to them. Hasimcha shi yismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah uva'avas ha-keel she-tziva ben avoda gedolim. The simcha that a person ought to have, the joy a Jew ought to feel in two things. Be very careful. Asiyas ha-mitzvah, in doing mitzvahs, in doing what we're expected to do, and in the love of the God who commanded us to do that. It's a avoda gedola. That is to take simcha in doing mitzvahs. And Rama is telling me, well, that's an avoda gedola. To find joy in doing mitzvahs. What does avoda gedola mean? I've wondered about this for a number of years. It could be he means to big avoda. It could also mean he means it's difficult. This is hard work. It's not, and it may both be true. It's often, it certainly is hard work. Sometimes we're very excited to do mitzvahs. sometimes, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, often we're not. I might do the right thing. If I can do the right thing, though I'm not excited, that's incredible madriga. But we often are not excited. Sometimes I am, sometimes we're not. I'm not feeling it. I'll act me Europe. Is this the right thing to do? I'm going to push myself to do the right thing. But I'm not pumped. Sometimes I'm pumped, and sometimes I'm not pumped. And it's not going to happen overnight, but over the course of weeks and months and years and decades, to grow into Avos Hashem being a more increasingly large part of my spiritual matrix, that I'm getting joy and getting simcha and doing mitzvahs more and more frequently as I grow older, that's avoda gedola. It can be difficult. It's also incredibly valuable. This is transformative. It's a big avoda. It's a big avoda. This is a chesidish rama. There are a few chesidish ramas. Not so many, but a few. End of second paragraph, Hilchos Gerushin. Now, if it's so important, but also so challenging, so, okay, I want to make it happen, but how? So the Rambam might be giving me a clue in terms of strategy as well, because he put two things together. It's a simcha in doing mitzvahs and in the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avos HaKel Shetzivah Bahem. That's a key nekuda, something we touched on from a different angle when we were learning the beginning of the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva, a paradigm shift in terms of how we think about halacha. Instead of I have to do this, I can't do that, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu expecting to do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect not to do that. The same dinim, but remembering that it's mitzvah means that there's a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting me. It does not at all take away from the degree of expectation, adirabba. It adds the degree of expectation. This is not non-negotiable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do that. At the same time, it vastly raises the profundity of meaning that I'm going to find in a mitzvah. Because any mitzvah, when I'm excited about, not excited about, it doesn't matter. Every single mitzvah is, I'm not just, I have to do this. I'm doing what Hashem expects of me. Every mitzvah is conceived properly, a part of my yachas l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we spoke about it then, and says the opening of the Rambam and how the value of vidui perhaps is to sort of make that change in our own minds. To realize it's all lifnei Hashem. Not just, I have to do this. It's a conversation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me to do this. I have to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. And that's not only, that perhaps is the Yira approach to that. And this is the Ava side of the coin. The Simcha in doing mitzvahs, if I want to grow that, that's going to come in large part from this same recognition. Recognize that I'm doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects it of me. And to the extent I tap into that, and the simcha that comes from Avos Hashem, that's going to translate into more joy in doing mitzvahs. Yes, I am frustrated, I can't do X, Y, and Z. I am frustrated sometimes I need to do this, I can't do that. Okay, that's true. But, yeah, maybe I'd rather sleep in. I'm tired. So is my kriyash, my beckons, but so is my pillow. So I'll do the right thing. I don't have to get up and daven. After daven, I mean, it's going to make this time. Okay, but I'm not so excited. Of course, no one in this room would ever say such a thing. Maybe you have friends or know people who once knew a guy, right, who thought that way once, right, when he was like 4 years old. Right? Hypothetically speaking. Abra Lamaisa, but when I remind myself, it's not just, I have to get a minyan. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects you to get a minyan. It's not going to be overnight, but over time, making that part of my thinking will, over time, inject the transplant. Say, well, yes, it's hard, and yes, there's profound satisfaction doing what Kadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. And if you think those nisimas are hard, that's peanuts. Right? You grow older, and there are bigger nisimas. Give you one simple example. You're working in a firm, and you've been progressing well, and other than expectation, you discover that you're supposed to sign off on a report to a client that's not 100% accurate. And they tell you, well, it's not false, it's just, you know, a little deceptive. Ah, everyone does it. So you have to ask yourself, well, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do? and maybe a call you can make yourself, and maybe a call that you need to reach out to a chacham in your life, to ask a shayla, get perspective. And it can be incredibly, incredibly challenging. Getting out of bed in the morning is peanuts compared to having the strength of willpower to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me to be a person of integrity, and I can't. And if it means that no one's going to say it, but it means I'm not going to get there. We're all up for promotion in a couple of months, and it's understood that you're not going to be promoted, or it's understood that you might, the next time we need to downsize, so we had to drop people. You happen to be one of the people who was dropped, who's now looking for work again. A Jew came over to me the last, Baruch Hashem, we just found new work. A Jew came over to me over the last couple of months. I can't reveal details, but it was not in a financial context, but it was in his line of work. He was expected to sign off that certain piece of work, I'll try to be as vague as possible, was approved, and he felt that was incorrect, and he felt things weren't safe enough, and he couldn't approve it, and they happened to be downsizing a couple months later, and he was told, we're reorganizing, and your work is no longer necessary. He does not work anywhere near here. He does not work within miles of this place. You're not going to guess. And he said, but of course, is it don't push it to him. It's not the right thing to do. I'm not going to sign off on it. I have to find other work. Hashem Yazar. Baruch Hashem, he very recently found new work. But these are real nisyonos. These are real nisyonos. Sometimes it's hard to do the right thing. Sometimes I'm going to do the right thing even though it's really hard. Sometimes I'll even be on the Madrega where I'll do the right thing and it is hard and there's still a sense of joy and satisfaction knowing that it's hard. It's hard to have to look for work again. Very hard. And at the same time, but I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is proud of what I did. Because I know not just the right thing to do. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. That's Hasimcha Shiyismach HaAdam Basiyas HaMitzvah Avas HaKel Shatzivahem. That's an avoda gedola. That's an avoda gedola. And that sounds like the way the Rambam is, the way he's giving closure to the idea of the simcha of Sukkot, and I would suggest also to simcha of Yontif in general, which this is a particularly powerful expression of, is to recognize the simcha of Yontif is a particularly powerful expression of ideas and feelings that ought to be pregnant throughout our lives. Every day, you can't be totally focused on particular ideas all year long. Through different times of the year, we're supposed to particularly focus on different ideas, and then once we've grown in that area, we continue to grow from that week after week after week after week, and to put into play week after week after week after week. So, with an appreciation of what Yontif is supposed to be, that's a celebration. Every Yontif is a celebration of Bechiras Yisrael. So we saw, number one, it could be Shmi Atzeres in particular. And as you mentioned before, that's a theme that runs throughout much of the Tishrei season, that notion of Kirvas HaLokim. So the Sukkot also is a different sense, is recognizing the Kirvas HaLokim, the way we live, literally, where we live. But this is something that is, the Rambam is being very clear in choosing to go from Simchas Beis HaShoeva to general Simcha. This is not something that's supposed to be limited to 1 week a year. It's something we're going to focus on in particular 1 week a year, 1 month a year. But this is meant to be something that I grow into as part of my every week, every month of Avodas Hashem. These are not goals I'm going to hit tomorrow, but these are goals I start striving for today. Over the course of weeks and months and years and decades, and going through another Pesach, another Shavuos, and another Sukkot, and another Sukkot, another Sukkot, with my mind open, my eyes open, and my heart open. So if I experience Yontif in a serious way, and every year, I don't mean serious somber, but I experience Yontif in a deep, thoughtful way. These are the tools that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us to grow closer to Him, and to grow into people of greater simcha, people who have an increasingly great focus on what is really important. That's what the language of the Magid Mishnah here. Could I take a look when you have time? Magid Mishnah here talks about it. Real simcha comes from recognizing what really matters. What really matters and what's passing. What's cute and what's really important. And that's something that grows in you over time. And the more relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes a part of my reality, the more my priorities begin to become more clarified and straighter. And the more simcha I get from doing that which is right and good and real. That's part of what we hopefully walk away from a Yom Tov with. As if we're growing B'nai Torah, we walk away from a Yom Tov with eyes more open to this aspect of our lives. Eyes more open to the opportunity for simcha every day. Eyes more open to opportunity for yachas, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing, as I said before, it's going to be an avodah gadol in both senses. It'll be a challenge, and it's gevaldik, and it's a big avodah. This is something that can have really an incredible impact on the depth and the simcha of our lives.